It's a wonderful Saturday in the month of May, the last Saturday actually in May, 2018, and we're actually in Saltburn, just eagerly anticipating the excitement and wonderment that we're going to have later on this evening, where we'll be privileged to actually attend for the first time ever the Saltburn Blues Club and listen to one of our wonderful Midrick Drivettes, Els Bailey, in performance then. And accordingly, it's a delight to be able to connect with a fine soul, new debut person to our location reports, but nevertheless the manager, the man in charge, the chief executive officer, the wonderful guru of the Saltburn Blues Club. It's Harry. How are you, Harry?
That's quite some description there, Alex. Very, very well, thank you.
Now, the blues, clearly they've got a wealth of history. There's a whole range of sort of elements coming through into the blues. And the Saltburn Blues Club is really beginning to develop a nice reputation as something which is kind of almost a must-attend venue.
Yeah, it's starting to build. It should be by now. We've been on the go for about 7 years, I think it is, in September. And we've gradually built up a sound audience. We're averaging good crowds, especially the last five gigs. We've had very good turnouts. We had a sellout for a band called Lavandor Rogue not long ago. And we're expecting a good crowd tonight as well.
Absolutely. Now, the other thing about keeping music live, it's a campaign that we've been involved with one of our photographers, Nick Elliott. There's something magical about seeing a live performance. I mean, tonight's production, of course, Els Bailey, we've listened to extensively with lots of her tracks and various other things, but there's something unique about that whole live experience.
Yeah, you can't beat it, as far as I'm concerned. It beats listening to records, listening to CDs. The whole experience, and there's so much talent out there, especially in the blues rock genre at the moment. A lot of young talent like Els Bailey, and you can have some superb nights in great company with like-minded people who love the music. But it always pleases me when new people come along. Maybe they've been dragged along, not literally, but you know, persuaded to come along by friends or family, not so keen, and then they get there and they say, wow, this was wonderful, what a great night. There's nothing I enjoy more than standing at the door, the exit, at the end of the night when people are leaving and people are saying to me, wow, thank you for a great night, Harry, that was superb, I'm really glad I came, thank you. And that's what I get from it personally. Live music has really got to be supported, but it's such a job getting people off their bums, so to speak, from watching television this day and age. There's so many other attractions, isn't there, for them?
Well, it's interesting you raise that, because we're in Saltburn, and we've been very much followers of Saltburn for many, many years, of course. Indeed, even borough manager Tony Pulis got his backroom staff to cycle here before the... Well, let's not talk about the playoff final. That's another issue entirely.
No,
but in terms of the actual thing itself, this is just one part of how really Saltburn's kind of reinventing itself. It's becoming a kind of must-attend venue, really, for people, literally, as we know today, the Snart family. They're coming out from Peterborough just for this gig tonight.
It is, and it's so heartwarming for me. Although I say it myself, I put a lot of work into running the Blues Club, and it's mainly me. I have a small committee who help and advise, but the main aspect of it is by myself. And Saltburn is we're very lucky really to have the club in Saltburn, because Saltburn, as you will be aware, has really taken off in recent years. And it's becoming quite a tourist attraction. The secret is out about Saltburn. I mean,
they've got the funicular lift finished for today. I was really hoping they'd get the funicular lift ready, but no, not quite.
Yes, the repair work on that's been delayed, I understand. And it might not even be open this summer. Yeah. But people are coming here. The secret's out. The Times listed us in the top 10 places to live in the UK. It's one of the surfing top 10 in the UK. And what I try to encourage people is to come to Saltburn and make a weekend of it. Come to the Blues Club on the Saturday night, but make a weekend of it. There's lots of nice places to stay. It's a lovely town, and that's happening more and more now. Now, whereas quite a few blues clubs are situated in places where, you know, it's not such an attraction, let's put it like that, as
you might get the blues through visiting the actual blues club, basically, whereas yeah. Here you get the blues, you go and listen to the blues, and then you come away feeling much more positive.
It, People are doing it far more now, coming and making a weekend of it, and it's ideal. There's lots of reasonably priced accommodation, lots of things to see and do, and the highlight, of course, is the Blues Club.
So, Harry, talk to me a bit about the origins of the Blues Club, because you said you've been going for about 7 years and so on. As I say, it literally just came onto our radar because we've got one of our own there performing, I say, in Els Bailey, so a keen to support her from that point of view. But it sounds as though you've really managed to produce something which is really quite special.
It all started off with the local Rotary Club of Saltburn, used to organise an event called the Grand Old Opry, which consisted of...
Nashville in the northeast,
but it wasn't quite like that. What they did was have four nights of different music genres. Each night was a different music genre, and it had been running for 4 or 5 years. I wasn't involved, but the organisers, due to ill health, the main organisers couldn't do it anymore, so Rotary Club came to me, knowing I run the Blues Club, and said, would I help out at the Grand Old Opry, which I did. I booked the bands and whatever. And on the blues night that they had, I'd noticed in the past, it was always a sellout. And I thought, wow, there's an audience here for blues music in Saltburn. Wouldn't it be great if we had our own blues club? And that's what inspired me, if you like, to start it. And after a bit of a sticky start, shall we say, and we've had a number of venues, this is our third venue, and it's our home now, the Saltburn Cricket Club.
And Tennis Club and Bowls Club.
And Tennis Club and Bowls Club, quite rightly, to give it its full title, yeah. And that's our venue, and it's a lovely venue. It's
ample parking, actually.
Lots of parking, big parking area, which is the Leisure Centre car park and the Cricket Club's car park. Really nice beers, real ales. They've won awards for their real ale at reasonable prices. It's a nice room, a welcoming staff. So we're happy there at the Cricket Club.
And how can people get in touch with the Saltburn Blues Club? Do they just type in the name into their search engines and the magic will come up if they're thinking about booking a weekend in the northeast?
Well, it will, yes. And we've got a website, of course, saltburnbluesclub.co.uk. Although I say it myself, it's a very very nice website. Lots of information on there, not just about the Blues Club, but about the area as well. We've got a page completely about Saltburn. All the accommodation's on there as well, so it's one port of call.
It's how we met, basically, Harry. It's how we're doing this interview now, through that webpage.
Is it really? Right, that's great. It's one port of call, but if anybody's wanting to come to the Blues Club, Google it and go to the website, and all the information they need is there, including accommodation. This year we're running a big festival as well, which we're calling, it's the second year, the How's That Festival. Notice what we did there.
There's a cricket reference, nice.
That was extremely successful last year. We hold it in the indoor nets, is where they practice their bowling. It's a very large hall. And I identified its potential as a venue quite a while ago, and last year was the first time we've used it. We put a stage in there, we put a bar in there, tables and chairs in there, and we had nearly 200 people there for it last year. It was all for charity. Last year was for the Great North Air Ambulance, and this year we're doing it for the RNLI, Redcar, the local RNLI. And we've got a fantastic lineup, seven acts. It's Sunday, September the 2nd, and we've got a separate website for that as well, the howsthatmusicfestival.co.uk.
Well, we were delighted last year to actually feature Jim McLaughlin with the Whitport Music Festival, which again we thought was quite exciting. That's developing great stuff in the Whitby area. It's just a little bit up the northeast coast. You mentioned How's That. I'm sure we'll be looking to cover that and feature a whole variety of other bits and pieces. Now, one of the things, Harry, that you have as at the moment, which is makes you just ahead of the game when it comes to Tessa, myself, and even Tony McDonough, you've seen Els Bailey in concert. You've seen her perform at her last visit up to the northeast, which was over in Inglescliff. What can we anticipate this evening?
Well, in actual fact, I think our last visit was Scarborough.
Was it? Well, there we are.
Yeah. The Scarborough Blues Festival. I saw her there as well, so I've seen her twice. And initially, I first saw her just on video. She's got some very good quality videos, which always makes a difference, you know, with bands. If they go
like wildfire.
Yeah, if they go to the trouble of making a good video. And she just blew me away straight away. So on the strength of that, I booked her. And that was before I'd even seen her live. And then I saw her at Eaglescliff, and then I saw her at Scarborough. And Scarborough is a fantastic blues festival. It really is a two-day event. And very, very large audience, and they loved her. They loved her there. So I'm looking forward to tonight's gig.
I think there are two numbers that I particularly like. One is the Howling one, or the sort of Howl number, and also Wildfire. Any particular favourites from yourself?
You just named them, Alex. Yeah. And the Howling one, she gets a lot of audience participation in that one.
I used to be a werewolf, but I'm all right now. Yeah, sorry, I couldn't resist it.
Super, yeah. Not quite as well sung as Els does.
No, exactly. Yeah. See, Lambda Training, it's a different line entirely.
Yeah, I enjoy joining in on that one, yeah.
Harry, it's been fantastic sharing some thoughts with your good self. We see already in betwixt the interviews, we were stopped by the owner of this fine place that we're currently actually in, which, let's give it a shameless plug, because we are doing the interview here, and I wasn't sure when he came across whether he was going to say, I'm sorry, we can't have any interviews out here, you've got to move outside.
It looked like that for a moment, then, but Greg, the owner here of Raps Cafe, is a big friend of mine. In actual fact, we're not in Raps Cafe at the moment, are we? We're in the
next door.
We're in the bar, and the name of the bar escapes me now.
It's the bar next door to Raps Cafe. Yeah. Not quite as cool, but still, I'm sure it'll be worth.
But Greg didn't realise we were doing the interview. Came
not,
on.
Not to worry, Harry. It's been great touching base with a good self. We look forward to having many more interviews as the weeks and months proceed from that perspective. I know it's going to be an absolute sensational gig tonight, and I'm sure Els will be continue her great success. And often when she writes her biography in times to come, she said, "Of course, it was the time when I was actually at the Blues Club in Saltburn that I realised that was it was going to be a winner." Forget Nashville. Forget all the rest of its nieces, it's the Blues Club in Saltburn.
Yes, I'm sure that'll be the case. I think Els will go on to bigger and better things. Really, I really do.
We're still with the wonderful Harry Simpson from the Scotland Blues Club, and it would be remiss of us not to actually allow Harry to get some shameless publicity for his own radio shows on Zetland FM, of course, a local community station in Redcar. Harry, go on, the floor is now yours. Would you like to promote your shows for Zetland, please?
Yeah, my pleasure. Yeah, I have a show on Zetland 105 FM, which is online, of course, as well. And it's called Still Got the Blues. Somebody smashed a glass there.
Some sort of celebration going on, obviously.
It's called Still Got the Blues on every Monday night, 7 o'clock till 10 o'clock. And I play a great selection of golden oldies, if you like. And lots of new releases. And occasionally I have live bands in the studio. We just recently had a local celebrity, for the want of a better word, a bit of a legend in this area, John McCoy, came in and did a two-hour interview with me. He was the first manager of Chris Rea and been in various bands himself over the years, a band called the Crawdaddies and the Real McCoy. So, yeah, that's every Monday night on Zetland FM. Been doing that now for... Zetland FM has been nearly 3 years in existence in August.
Well, there you go, personal trainer, radio broadcaster, and indeed owner and impresario for the Saltburn Blues Club, Harry Simpson. We salute you.
Thank you, Pew.
A few moments ago, we were actually in the heart of Saltburn, speaking, of course, to Harry, who's the proprietor of the Saltburn Blues Club. And we were very, very, very excited about the fact that, no, it's not a rumour that's spread like wildfire. It's not a case of looking down the barrel of a gun. It is quite clearly a case of there will be howling in Saltburn tonight, because Els Bailey is here. She's going to be in the house. She's currently outside the house. Els, it's good to see you in person at long last.
Hello. It's great to see you as well.
Well, you've made the journey from Cleethorpes, and you rightly launched with the question, so why, when you're based in Lincoln with Siren Radio, didn't Sound and Country Vision and the Midweek Drive simply make their way over to Cleethorpes? That'd be far too easy, Al. So, you know, let's face it, we support you in the northeast. This is where even Tony McDonough from Manila PR might actually sort of be making it if he gets along. I mean, he knows he's heading back for France. He's a busy jet setting soul, but he is responsible for, of course, you being a regular on the Midweek Drive. And it's good to see you, as I say.
Yeah, it's so great to finally meet you and to be here in Saltburn. We got a bit of a dodgy turbo pipe on the van, so it was touch and go to start off with, but we might have to be recovered back to Bristol tomorrow.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, clearly, you're kind of here on the outskirts of Saltburn, and speaking as a partial northeast native, that actually, if you get the opportunity to make your way to the beach area, you'll find that much more sort of, I mean, this is a pleasant area, but there's a lot of wonderful sort of things there. Is this the first time you've actually performed in Saltburn by the sea?
This is, yes, definitely the first time I've ever been here before. We edged close to the sea earlier and then we had to come back to the venue, but I actually think we've got a little bit of time now before we have to set up, so I may, you know, spin
well, absolutely.
The...
Absolutely. I mean, ideally, you know, if Tessa gets here, I mean, she's been travelling up from Peterborough today with her parents, so that's going to be a long journey. I last heard somewhere just outside Redcar, so they're a mere 5 miles away, but that final 5 miles when there's a rail strike on, who knows what could happen. It could be a blues song itself.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, so we're gonna check out, maybe get some fish and chips and stuff like that. Apparently there's a funicular lift.
Yeah, very good to point that, Els, but tragically, I have to apologise really on behalf of the entire Saltburn Funicular Lift Society here. I was speaking to author Jenny Finch earlier in the afternoon, and her words, Muppets, because they haven't actually... They haven't got the thing together. I'm afraid you can look at the funicular lift. You can see the location that I once did a 12-hour non-stop radio show in, but it's not working.
Oh, no. There we have competition with Scarborough. We got to go in the funicular lift at Scarborough.
Yeah, quite rightly so. And I think that's a positive thing. You know, it's where Scarborough obviously have a 1-0 lead over Saltburn. But never mind. The winter gardens are still there and there are lots of other sort of great things to actually sort through as well. OK, talk us about the tour, because I think it's fascinating actually having a line which takes you from Nashville to Cleethorpes to Saltburn by the sea. That's got to be a book entry, surely.
Yeah, Nashville, Cleethorpes, Saltburn. I think we're in Curtin-on-Lindsay, again, Lincoln, next week. Then somewhere near Nottingham, and then back to Nashville. So,
yeah. And let's face it, the weather in Nashville, it's pretty much... I mean, when last you connected with Sound and Country Vision, I gather it was pouring down in Nashville, so at least it's, you know, it's fairly dry today.
It's not raining in Saltburn, so it rained all the way up here yesterday as we were driving through the horrendous bank holiday traffic. I shouldn't be surprised, but our four-hour trip took us 7.5 hours, which was wonderful.
I've seen, obviously, the videos. I've heard the fantastic music. This is the first time I'm going to be privileged to actually see you live tonight together with the Snart family. I'm kind of, they're adopting me, I think, from some sort of bizarre reason. What the hey? You know? We've got Spike as well, our station mascot, which we'll need to have a photo shoot with you with shortly as well. In terms of what we can expect, apart from absolute wonderment and glorious material, will you be doing the old favourites? Because I do know that the manager of the Saltburn Blues has got a particular fondness for, indeed, both Wildfire and Howling.
Those will definitely be on the set list tonight. However, we're also going to be debuting some brand new music as well, because obviously I've been in Nashville working on this new record. So I think we've got 4 or 5 tracks from that record as well, as well as a very funky new cover of one of my favourite songs right now. So it's going to be a mixture. We've got some old favourites, definitely Wildfire, definitely Howlin'. Obviously, same flame as well. Got to have the fire theme. And yeah, and then some new stuff from this next album.
And as we kind of obviously look to work through this, I mean, it's interesting you mentioned the Nashville connection there, because it's one of the reasons why you were the ideal partner, telephonic partner for Tessa, because clearly blues, Nashville music, it's all good music, it's live music. Kind of fits into place, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I love going out there. I love just sort of spending time out there. And then also like bringing sort of all the stuff back over here and the music that I made and what I learned. Look, I've learned so much working out there. So,
well, I know with Harry there was a little bit of confusion in the early parts of the interview with him this afternoon, because for some reason, I think it probably could be of yourself, he thought I was from Bristol. No Harry, not from Bristol. Lincoln, Teesside, yeah, not from Bristol. We'll get over to Bristol shortly, but I think he's managed to get that sorted out now.
Brilliant. Yeah, well, we're playing Bristol next week, actually, first hometown show of the year. So
on the case, Els, that's what we need. You've got your finger on the button. You know exactly. There are musicians I've interviewed where actually knowing where they are tomorrow is kind of... No names. Can people actually buy hard copy CDs here as well this evening?
You can buy normal Wildfire, Wildfire Deluxe, Live at Little Rabbit Barn, Elberton Sessions, Who Am I to Me, T-shirts, vinyls, everything, yeah.
This is what we like to hear, the merchandise. It's all about the merc. No, it isn't. It's all about Els Bailey. Web address, Els, where can people go to keep updated with all the fantastic Els excellence that's out there?
It's elsbailey.com. And I should probably spell it, ELLES. because most people do get it wrong. So ellsbailey.com. That's where you find everything.
Els, it's been brilliant sharing some thoughts with your good self, which will go in prime time on the midweek drive. I'm sure that when Tessa arrives, unless it's like 5 minutes before you're due to go on tonight, she'll do another little piece with Sound and Country Vision. And hopefully we might do a few words as well after the gig.
That'd be absolutely great. Yay!
An exciting moment has actually emerged because we've just had the official meeting, the formal meeting of the Snart family and Els Bailey. Els, you finally get a chance to actually meet Tessa Snart and her parents. Very auspicious. It's like, forget North Korea and Donald Trump. This is a whole new era in global politics.
That's hilarious. That never happened. That's not going to happen, is it?
But this has. People said the same about Els Bailey meeting Tessa Snart, and it's been sorted.
You know? Yeah, who'd have thought I'd have come to Saltburn? You'd have come to Saltburn.
Met in the middle, sort of thing. But we're very excited to see Els perform. Well, just been waiting for this day.
Exactly. Leanie Jane is with us as well, who you've also spoken to, also known as Tessa's mum. Leanie, your first time up to Saltburn by the Sea.
It's beautiful. It really is. I'm so glad that we followed you up here, Els. It's lovely. Nice to meet you, and nice to be by the seaside, and nice to be here in this lovely place. So, yeah, it's great.
Where have you come from?
We have come all the way from Cambridgeshire.
Peterborough.
Yeah,
that is
a long way.
That is a really long way. You know, I'm in Lincoln next week. Hashtag just saying.
Yeah, that'd be far too simple, Els. You know, it's not the way forward in
we
terms
like
of life.
We take the long way round, you know, travel a little bit, don't we? But yeah.
We like to see new places. We know Lincoln. Yeah. It's nice to be in somewhere.
I love Lincoln. I love the cathedral. Amazing. I mean, that's all that's there, basically. But
yeah, there's a university, actually, you might find as well, that's around at the base of the university.
Sound and Country Vision as well.
Fabulous band days. I've had the pleasure of seeing them twice now. The last time at the magnificent Scarborough Blues Festival, which I recommend to you every year. It's always in March. And the wonderful, will you give a big, warm Saltburn Blues Club welcome to the Els Bailey Band.
Yeah.
up, never give it up, no. Gonna rip it up, gonna rip it up.
So it's half time here at the Saltburn Blues Club. We've just experienced the first half of what I would maintain is an awesome Els Bailey set. Let's turn to Dave, the silent one in the Snart household. Dave, you're top show for today. What did you make of your first experience of Els?
Absolutely fantastic. From start to finish, new songs, never heard of, loved every one of them. Brilliant.
High praise indeed. Annie, would you echo that sentiment?
Well, I have heard some of Els Bailey's music, obviously, when you've played the tracks. But we're lucky enough to see her in the flesh today, and it's like listening to a record. She's absolutely pitch perfect, and her talent really shines. She doesn't play a bad track. It's just absolutely brilliant. I'm going to be a big follower from now on.
So I think the new material she's been playing, particularly the Tuesday Morning Heartbreaker song, outstanding, really.
Oh, ever so good. I mean, what a show. And the songs are amazing. I mean, if you want to see a live performance, come and see Els Bailey.
So worth the trip from Peterborough up to Saltburn by the Sea, then?
Oh, definitely. Come again. I love this place. Fantastic.
I love what I do. I love that I get to travel around the world and sing to people and to tell stories. It really is a privilege. It's quite weird being back in this area though. The last time I was here, we played Stockton-on-Tees in October. And we'd driven from Edinburgh. And as we were driving down, I found out that a friend of mine had passed away. And my heart completely broke, and I was just like, I have no idea how I'm gonna sing tonight. I don't. And I really didn't want to do the gig, and I really, really didn't want to, but we turned up, and it was actually one of my favourite gigs of the tour. Music really heals. I'll just say that. We knew he was gonna leave us, and a couple of days before he passed away, he phoned up all of his friends to say goodbye, which was one of the bizarrest conversations I ever had. And actually, I was thinking in the van about it as we drove here. I'd just done a radio interview with you two fine people in the corner for Sound and Country Vision. These in the corner over there, Alex and Tessa, have really supported and played my music, and we've hosted radio shows together, but we've only just met tonight. But I did a radio show with you, and then the next phone call I picked up about 5 minutes later was this guy saying goodbye. Anyway, he phoned my mum as well, and he said to my mum, "Lynn, I'm not afraid. I know where I'm going. There's a light in the distance, and it's calling me home." And we were all very spiritual people, so we believe he's gone to a much better place than this. But I wrote this next song over about 4 weeks, starting when we were in Stockton. And it's written about the last couple of hours of his life. It's called Light in the Distance. These are weary bones I carry. All I once was is gone before. Time to sleep in endless dreaming. Light the boat for distant shores. But for now, hold my hey, here's our leap for the promised land. Cause there's a light in the distance. And come on, calls me home. No, I'm not afraid. We're back in Lincolnshire next week and Nottingham and then Keighley and Yorkshire. Are we in Yorkshire now? Okay, cool. So we're back in Yorkshire, in Keighley and Elland as well. So, and then we're touring in October, and fingers crossed there'll be a new album with that tour as well, if all things go to plan. We're going to do the title track of my debut album, which is a song that Joe and I wrote together a few years ago and was massively supported by Radio 2 and Planet Rock and Siren FM. So, we're going to play you Wildfire. Take it away.
Thank you.
throws mud on an unstained sheet. On a rebel, come and die on your brand new, your broken. Together, make you better than before.